Hi, this is Tammy Cummings with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Community Relations Section. This is Audio Press Release 1400032. 10 Washoe County Detention Facility inmates complete food safety training. 10 Washoe County Detention Facility inmates just completed a nationally recognized food service safety course aimed at providing them with skills that will help them find employment after they're released. The inmates earned these certificates by successfully completing an intense 2-day, 16-hour food safety training program as part of a reentry program sponsored by the Sheriff's Office. The program provides inmates with skills to aid them in life after their release, therefore reducing the potential for further criminal activity once they're back in the community. When we provide inmates with the skills that they need to find steady employment after they're released, we help to reduce crime, decrease recidivism, and save on the overall cost of law enforcement and the detention facility operations. ServSafe is the industry's premier food safety education and training program, recognized and accepted by more federal, state, and local health jurisdictions than any other food safety training program. The program covers topics such as microorganisms that cause foodborne illness breakouts, cross-contamination and allergens, and proper food safety and storage, as well as cleaning and sanitizing. Classes are taught by Pete Allen, a ServSafe certified instructor, and upon completion of the course instruction, proctored exams are administered. A minimum score of 75% is required to receive certification, and inmates who pass the test receive ServSafe certificates, which are good for up to 5 years. Accredited by the American National Standards Institute Conference for Food Protection ServSafe Training and Certification, is accepted in all states. Prior to enrollment in the ServSafe training program, potential candidates were required to go through a screening process, which included a review of the program's rules and expectations, as well as the candidate's education level, employment history, criminal history, individual goals, and self-motivation. All costs related to the training are paid for by the inmates through the Inmate Commissary Fund. This is the first time that the ServSafe program has been offered by the Washoe County Detention Facility. Because of its initial success in this effort, the Sheriff's Office is going to start offering the program 4 times per year. Students often continue their education while in custody by participating in one of the many self-help, life skills, job skills, or general education development programs offered at the detention facility. The Washoe County Detention Facility has continued to expand its programs unit to give inmates opportunities for effective rehabilitation experiences while they're incarcerated. We understand in order to reduce the likelihood of continued criminal behavior, we have to educate offenders and provide them with the proper skills to become productive members of our society. Employers who hire these former offenders are not only eligible to receive federal tax credits, but also have the benefit of getting qualified workers who are grateful for the second chance. The Sheriff's Office Alternatives to Incarceration Unit provides programs that help inspire inmates to pursue and achieve attainable goals that contribute to the betterment of themselves and the community. Inmate participation in these programs has led to a reduction in recidivism, a reduction in the amount of money spent by taxpayers to house inmates, and a reduction in the cycle of criminal behavior for the next generation. You can get more information by contacting our Detentions Program Coordinator, Brooke Howard, at 775-785-4244. Thank you.